And joining us now, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, to look at some numbers and economic news. Juan, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So President Bush sounds pleased with the economic numbers today. Others are less pleased with them. Is the president able to disassociate himself from fairly flat unemployment figures and try to stay with the good numbers on the economy? How's he doing with that?
You know, the problem, Alex, is one that is absolutely bedeviling the Bush White House. This is why you've heard all this talk about Treasury Secretary John Snow being asked to leave. He's kind of hanging by a thin thread around here. And he's the one, even more so than Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, who's been in for his share of criticism recently, more so in terms of administration relationships and politics. Snow is the guy under fire, and he's under fire for just this reason, that the administration feels they have good numbers on the economy to promote the idea that the Bush administration has been good stewards of the economy, and yet they're not getting credit for it in the polls with the voters. The problem, the way the White House tends to break it down, is that confidence, consumer confidence, is tied in large part to things like gas prices, which, as you know, has been a problem recently. Gas prices going up until last few days. In addition to which, you have people pointing out that cost of an education is going up, healthcare costs going up. People may point to job numbers that seem flat, but on a personal basis, people say they're working sometimes two jobs, a lot of low-paying jobs, and complaining about the lack of nobody making an effort to increase the minimum wage. So on a personal basis, people just aren't connecting with the numbers that the Bush administration say are so good.
Well, here's some more numbers. Last night, the Senate voted a $109 billion emergency spending bill. This is money for Iraq, for maybe battling the bird flu pandemic, for border security, and so on. But it's $14 billion more than President Bush asked for, and he's actually said that he's going to veto this spending bill if it gets to him with all this money in it. Would he actually do this, and how's it going to settle out?
Well, it's not clear how it settles out right now, Alex. I doubt that the president really wants to veto. He wants to make a deal. He wants to avoid a fight. The problem with avoiding a fight is in the House, which is actually the House's House bill is less than what the president's asked for. They're willing to abide by his strictures. The problem is the Senate, where the senators feel that they have the right and less political vulnerability, because unlike the House, they're not running for election. Only a third of the Senate is up in this midterm. All the House is up. So they don't have to deal with people who are concerned about the size of the deficit, ongoing war in Iraq. And they're saying, wait a second, we have pet projects that we have. In specific, there's one that's gotten lots of attention, this railroad, switching a railroad for ports in Mississippi. Senator Lott from Mississippi, Trent Lott, has been very aggressive in saying that he's not going to take that off the table. You have a highway in Hawaii that's being built, hurricane barriers in Rhode Island, something to help the New England fishermen compensate for the losses they suffered because of red tide in terms of the number of fish they were able to gather from the sea.
All worthy projects.
Well,
but they cost
that.
A lot.
They cost a lot, and they have nothing to do with the war in Iraq, and they have very little to do with hurricanes, and they have little to do with the flu pandemic, which is what this was. Remember, this is supposed to be emergency legislation. But the president doesn't want the fight, but so far he has the House on his side. Denny Hastert, the Speaker of the House, said there is no way he's going to even negotiate with the Senate over this. He's just not playing ball. And the White House is on Hastert's side. So the pressure's on the Senate, but I don't know that the president wants to get into a veto fight with the Senate because, you know, they don't love him, but they don't fear him, Alex. And so right now he has very little leverage, and why would he want to totally antagonize the Senate going forward?
Monday, Senator Joe Biden, the Democrat, had a plan for Iraq that would essentially partition the country, keep a central government, but let these sectarian regions rule themselves. How's that being received there? The first really significant new Democratic proposal on Iraq that I've heard in a while.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Alex, is that everyone says if you partition the country, essentially you're saying that the Sunni area of the country would become a safe haven for people who were formerly in Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist government, or for people who have been coming across the border interested in terrorist activities, that they would now feel more secure in that Sunni region. That's why here in Washington there's been very cold, very chilly response to this. On the other hand, Your point is one that is echoing around town, which is, does anybody else have an idea other than having us stay there forever and ever? But so far, it's been a rather tepid response to Senator Biden's proposal.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joining us on Fridays from Washington. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.